Live from the River Camp.
The River Camp.
The biggest inter-college event of Easter term.
Here on Cam FM.
31 colleges, 4 days.
Who will claim head of the river?
Cam FM presents May Bumps 2015.
Just had the 4 minute cannon about 2 minutes ago, so we're about 2 minutes away from the first race, which is going to be the M6 division. I've spoken to the marshal, and the problem was that there was a seat in the Robinson M3 boat which wouldn't sit properly, and apparently they didn't have the right tool to fix it, so that's why we've had so much of a delay so far.
Thank you, Jack. So can you give us another rundown of the starting orders so that we know exactly what's going on?
I will do, and we've just had the 1 minute cannon, so I'll throw down to Julia in just a second at the start. I've got Daisy at first post today, and I'm Jack here based on Grafty. This is May Bump 2015, day 3. This is the M6 division, and the running order for this one is Keys M4, Robinson M3, Selwyn M4, Sydney Sussex M3, Magdalen M4, and Peterhouse M3. So, Julia down at the start, what can you see?
Thanks, Jack. I can just see the boats getting pushed out now. And especially in May term, it's especially important that they get well away from the bank because there are all kinds of reeds there that their blades can catch in. So it looks like they've all had a pretty good push out. And we're just waiting for them to square up their blades and waiting for that start cannon.
Thank you, Julia. Daisy, what can you see on first post? Normally there's a field off at first post, isn't there?
Yeah, there is. There's a field completely full of spectators here for some sort of event. They're all looking down to the start. They can see it better than I can. And I think they can see the fact the boats have started off. So we'll go back to Julia at start.
Thanks, Daisy. Okay, the boats are starting to race past me. We've just had Keys M4 pushing well away from Robinson M3. I'd say they've already opened up a half a length gap behind them. We've got Selwyn M4 who are really going for it. They've kept the rate very high. I'd say they're closing on Robinson. And then after them, we've got Sydney M3. And they're also closing on Selwyn, so that looks like it could be an interesting sandwich. A bit further back, Magdalen and Peterhouse are really going for it. And Daisy, is there anything going on at first post?
Oh, at first post, we have Selwyn who is closing in on Robinson M3, it looks like. But close behind them, we have Sydney Sussex M3, who are chasing Selwyn quite closely. So it looks like there possibly could be a bump going around first post corner between any of those three crews, really. They're all very close. Next, we have Magdalen M4 really closely chased by Peterhouse M3. I'd say they've almost got over. There's less than a canvas between them there. Magdalen M4 are really trying to come away, but Peterhouse M3 are just closing on them as they go around first post corner. I think we're almost at overlap here. I can't quite hear a bell. But as they go around, it looks like they're about to... Oh, they almost hit them there. Peterhouse M3, the end of their boat, just missed the end of Magdalen M4. Magdalen M4 are now pulling away a little bit. Maybe Peterhouse M3 can catch up on them, but it looks like they've lost a bit of ground in trying to go for that bump. Jack, can you see anything coming round Grassy?
Coming round Grassy and into the Plough Reach. Thank you, Daisy. I can see Keys M4. They've pulled away about 3 boat lengths from Robinson M3 now. And Selwyn M4 are closing. They're down to between half and a quarter of a boat length on Robinson M3 now. But about the same distance behind them is Sydney Sussex M3. You can hear the bank parties. They're really, really trying to egg these crews on as Selwyn M4 coming past the Plough Pub. Closing really fast now on Robinson M3. I anticipate there's going to be a bump soon,
Daisy.
But on Grassy we already have a bump down at the bottom. Daisy, what can you see?
Sorry, just from first post corner, I could see the Peterhouse M3 or Magdalen M4 bump happen in front of my eyes, just around to Grassy corner. But I saw them stop. I saw the cops concede. So we've got a bump there between Peterhouse M3 and Magdalen M4. Back to Jack.
Thank you, yeah. Now here on the Plough Reach, Robinson M3 have taken a really tight line on the Toast Pass side bank to try and get away from Selwyn M4 here as they go into Diston Corner. They're chasing really, really hard at the moment as they go around Diston. I'm just going to chase this one quickly. These three boats, Robinson M3, Selwyn M4 and Sydney Sussex M3, it's still a three-horse race between all of them as they go round Dickson Corner and into the long reach. As I say, Robinson taking that really tight line around Dickson Corner. And all three boats have now disappeared away around that corner. So we'll have to wait for later on to see whether any bumps happen on the long there. But we can confirm in that M6 division even, it was just the one confirmed bump at the moment where Peterhouse M3 bumped up on Magdalen M4, and there's potentially going to be a bump. I reckon there will be, with Selwyn M4 bumping up on Robinson M3 on the long reach. Now, a little bit out of breath after that one. We're going to go for the W4 division. We've already had a four-minute cannon for this one, and that was just a minute cannon. I'll just give you a quick rundown of this division before we throw back up to Julia at the start. So, up first you have Claire Hall, W1, followed by Lucy Cav, Hughes Hall, Combined W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Darwin W2, Murray Edwards W3, Christ W3, Claire W3, Kings W2, Queens W3, Churchill W2, Jesus W4, and Claire W4. Julia, at the start, can you see the women's division pushing out?
Thanks, Doug. I can't quite see them. All of the women's crews are just past the motorway bridge. But it looks like they're I can just see the head crew getting pushed out now. Looks like they're going to start any second. They've got some really nice conditions down here. It's quite calm. It's quite sheltered. Looks like they're going to have the conditions for a really nice start. So I can just see the blades squaring up just past the motorway bridge, which of course still says Newnham. And I can actually remember when that was painted because I'm so old. In fact, I think it was a bit premature. And that was the start cannon, so I can just see Claire Hall W1 starting to move towards me. They're looking really strong, really confident, some nice starting strokes. And then behind them, it's hard to see because they're in the distance, but it looks like Hughes Lucy may have just fallen off a little bit. But, of course, it's so early on in the race, and a lot of things can happen once they get out of their start sequence. To Jack.
Thank you, Julia. Yeah, just a sort of an idea of what's going on in this division. So we've got quite a few new boats this year. Churchill W2, Jesus W4, Claire W4, and Kings W2 all didn't race at the Mays last year. And at the top of this division, Claire Hall W1 got spoons last year, so they're going to be wanting to avoid a bump today to try and rectify some of that downward spiral that they had this time last year.
Julia.
Are they approaching you now?
Yep, Claire Hall are just coming past me. It does not look like they're going to get spoons this year. They're moving strongly away. The Cox is looking back over her shoulder, but Hughes, Lucy, W2, are well behind them, I'd say. There's a gap of about two lengths now. Okay, you can hear an optimistic whistle there. And then I've got Sydney W2 coming behind them. They're having a little bit of problem with their blade work, but they still seem to be moving away from Darwin W2. But then behind them, I can see there's been a bump between, it looks like, Murray Edwards and Christ, because now I can see Claire coming towards me. I can see the yellow blades. And then behind them, Kings are in hot pursuit. Daisy, can you see anything at first post? Yeah, at first post I've got Claire Hall W1 coming past me, followed by Lucy Cavendish, who's Hall W2, who actually aren't too far from them. They're just over a boat length away, I'd say. Claire Hall look like they're getting tired going around first post corner, and Lucy Cavendish, who's Hall, just look really strong. Back to Julia, what can you see? Okay, I can see Kings W2 moving up very strongly on Claire W3. I'd say there's about 6 or 7 feet between them. Every stroke, the bows of Kings W2, they're almost riding up on the stern. And you can hear the overlap whistles. Okay, I can confirm a bump between Kings W2 and Claire W3. And I can also see Queens pulling into the bank, so it looks like Churchill W2 have also bumped Queens W3. To Daisy?
Okay, at first place, yeah, we've got Sydney Sussex W2 being followed by Darwin W2. There's still quite a bit of space between them, I'd say, a couple of boat lengths, but there's no boats to be seen either side of them. So if there is going to be another bump, it might be between those two. However, they're not that close. Jack, can you see anything at Grassy?
I can't see anything at Grassy quite yet, but I can confirm those bumps that have happened already in this division. Christ W3 have bumped up on Murray Edwards W3. Kings W2 have bumped up on Claire W3. And Churchill W2 have bumped up on Queen W3 as the first boat comes around this grassy corner into the Plough Reach now. With just behind Claire Hall, W1, it's Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall, combined W2, who are looking very strong at the moment. It looks like they have got that gap down to about a quarter of a boat length, three whistles from them now. It's not long before we have overlap on the Plough Reach now. I think they could catch them just in front of the Plough Pub. So if you're at the Plough Pub today, watch out for this one. This one could happen right in front of you guys. Down to a quarter of a boat length now. The bow ball slowly approaching. Slowly catching Monkey from the Lucy Cab Hughes Hall combined W2 boat. We now have overlap on this one. The cops of Clare Hall W1 looking very nervous now. Continuous whistles. We've got overlap. It can only be a matter of time before we have the concession now. It's going to happen just in front of the Plough Pub. Looking at this one as it goes up the Plough Reach. Still no concession from Clare Hall W1 here. The Clare Hall cops shouting, trying to get the crew along, but I'm sure there's no overlap just behind them. Sydney Sussex W2 are closing, or being closed down by Darwin W2. They're down to maybe between half and a quarter of a boat length now. Up at the top as Lucy Cab and Hughes Hall combined W2 go around the corner. They're taking the inside line on this. Oh no, there is just a concession there. Clare Hall W1 have been bumped by Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall combined W2 as they went round Diston. Claire Hall taking the outside line on Diston as Lucy Cab, Hughes Hall combined W2 took the inside line. Again, more action in front of the Plough Pub now. Darwin W2 closing on Sydney Sussex W2. Three whistles into continuous whistling. That means from where I can see there must be some kind of overlap right now. Again, Darwin W2 looking to take the inside line round this, and it can't be long now before that Sydney Sussex W2 cops concede. Not quite yet a concession yet as far as I can see, but Darwin W2, yes, there's a concession there. Darwin W2 has bumped up on Sydney Sussex W2. So bumps all the way down the division now. I'm just waiting as we've had every single boat bump out apart from the bottom of the division as Jesus W4 come round grassy corner into the Plough Reach. Jesus W4 being chased by Claire W4 at the bottom of the division, but it looks like these boats are both going home for quite gentle rowovers at the moment. Jesus W4 have extended that gap to Claire W4 to what looks like about two or three boat lengths now. And unless the Claire W4 boat can do something special going round the dipping corner into the Long Reach, it looks like both of these crews are going to be going for a row home in this division. So, just to confirm the results of that W4 division, at the top we had Lucy Cab Hughes Hall combined W2 bump up on Claire Hall W1 just going around dipping corner. Similarly, Darwin W2 got Sydney Sussex W2 with exactly the same tactic, both the boats bumping, taking the inside line on distance to get those bumps. Darwin W2 bumping up on Sydney Sussex W2. Below that, you had Christ W3 bumping up on Murray Edwards W3. Kings W2 bumping up on Clare W3. Churchill W2 bumping up on Queens W3. And at the bottom of the division, I'm going to predict, unless something really special happens, both Jesus W4 and Clare W4 will be heading for rowovers today. And on that note, we'll head back to the studio.
97.2 Cam FM.
It's time for some results.
Hello, this is Daisy. I have confirmed results for M6 and W4. So starting with M6, Keys M4 rode over, Robinson M3 rode over, Sydney Sussex M3 bumped up on Selwyn M4, and Peterhouse M3 bumped up on Magdalen M4. So next, the W4 results. So we had Clare Hall W1 being bumped by Lucy Cavendish, Hughes Hall combined boat W2. Sydney Sussex W2 were bumped by Darwin W2. Christ W3 bumped up on Murray Edwards W3. Kings W2 bumped up on Clare W3. Churchill W2 also bumped up on Queen W3. And then the bottom two boats, Jesus W4 and Clare W4, both rode over.
Fantastic. Thank you, Daisy. So they are the confirmed results for the M6 W4 division. Daisy, we'll let you get back up the river to get ready for the M5 division, which should be coming up very soon. Thank you.